You mentioned the issue about ER and kind of leads into the question of ER testing. Where are we right now in terms of quality control and, for that matter, as well as HER2 testing?
Well, the issue of estrogen receptor testing is a very, very critical one because modern management of a woman with early stage breast cancer really hinges on two predictive assays. They're the tests that tell prescribing physicians what drugs to use. And we have two good predictive assays. We have the estrogen receptor status, and we have the HER2 oncoprotein status or HER2 oncogene status. And at the end of the day, there have been a lot of rude awakenings, I think, in the last decade when we've realized that the testing that we had done in past is largely inadequate and relatively difficult to standardize. The problem is the old method of testing for estrogen receptor was to actually take the tumor, grind it up, and see if it bound to a radioactive estrogen-like compound. And it was a charcoal dextran assay, and you could very accurately and quantitatively tell people how much estrogen receptor is in this tumor. But the problem is that tumors are getting smaller and smaller because our mammographic techniques are better, our surgeons are also better at dealing with these tiny tumors and picking them up early. And so at the end of the day, we've got less tissue than ever before, and many women are not eligible for that old but really gold standard test. In fact, we've switched to something called immunohistochemistry, where we take a formalin-fixed, paraffin-embedded tissue, you know, your standard pathological specimen, and then we use an antibody to detect the amount of the estrogen receptor. And the problem is, if the tumor sat over the weekend in formalin, the staining's different than if it was overnight. And there are quality control issues with immunohistochemistry that are very difficult to sort out. So even good labs disagree with the quantitation of estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor status, and we call that test discordance. And when we have test discordance, it's sometimes difficult to say who's right and who's wrong. And so we've done our best by putting in new ways to trying to quantitate this rather than the surgeon handing the specimen to the pathologist who says, well, this looks positive and this looks negative. We now try to estimate the number of cells out of 100 that are positive, and if so, how strongly positive are they? And we've got something called an Allred score, which is the best we can do with immunohistochemistry right now, but even good labs disagree. So we've got a bit better, though, with the HER2 testing. In the bad old days, we did rely, I think, too heavily on immunohistochemistry, and it can make errors in the same way you have problems with estrogen receptor. But we now have what I believe to be a gold standard test, which is something we call fluorescent in situ hybridization. We call it FISH. And basically, rather than look for protein, which can depend on how well pickled the sample is, and it will have errors associated with immunohistochemistry, we actually look at the DNA. And the interesting thing about HER2-driven breast cancers, the problem is that there are, in a HER2-driven breast cancer, multiple copies of the DNA. So when you look at copy number in the nucleus using this DNA-based fluorescent hybridization technique we call FISH, it's the FISH-amplified patients that are truly HER2-positive. And they're the ones that warrant Herceptin discussions.